Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek, go to extant sources from the Bible, only to return once again to create a fuller nest of meaning to exemplify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, this category is under what we would title the parts of speech, a biblical and scholarly approach. Today we are covering a couple of parts of speech, such as mesodiplosis, or middle repetition, the repetition of the same word or words in the middle of successive sentences. Mesodiplosis, from the Greek mesos, meaning the middle, and diplosis, meaning a doubling. It is the doubling or repetition of a word or words in the middle of successive sentences that we do call mesodiplosis, sometimes called mesophonia, from the word mesos in Greek, meaning middle, again, and phoné, a sound, a tone, speech, or voice, as we do find in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, quote, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Our second word, mesarchia, or beginning and middle repetition, means this, that the repetition of the same word or words at the beginning and the middle of the successive sentences are employed. Mesarchia, from the Greek, mesos, meaning middle, and arche, meaning the beginning, because the same word or words are repeated at the beginning and middle of successive sentences. It differs little from anaphora, where the sentences are independent. It resembles also ephesouxis, when the repetition comes very close together, as we find in Numbers chapter 9, verse 20, quote, "According to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed," end quote. Here, the repetition is at the beginning and the middle of the passage. We do find in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2, quote, "Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanity, all is vanity." This may be regarded also as combined with epinodiplosis. We do find in Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 10, quote, "Weep you not for the dead, but weep sore for him that goeth away." We find in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 25, quote, "And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever." Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, quote, "That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and the alarm," end quote. This is the figure of mesarchia, for it occurs in the beginning and the middle of the first sentence. Afterwards, it becomes the figure mesodiplosis, inasmuch as the word, quote, "day," end quote, occurs in the middle of successive sentences, the first part of which consists of the repetition of the ellipsis. Quote, "That day is dot, 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 dot," end quote. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 and 41. Here the verb, quote, "receive," end quote, is repeated several times at the beginning and the middle of several sentences. Well, for today, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do, once again, strengthen ourselves in the exegesis and the extant work done by man, governed by God, all things ordained of God for the fullness of the story and the fullness of the meaning. There is no greater word or words that have been used than at the time of the Gospels, for they met their fullness. They came to be to their full essence, expressed of our Lord and Maker and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you very much.